do him the honor of an honest farewell.
I did more. I became all teary for the first time in my adult life. I rested my head on the old man's chest for a minute and whispered my thanks for his friendship, and renewed my promise to see him in the next life. A small heresy, but I do not think God has been monitoring me too closely. Bon lifted a hand weakly and stroked my hair. And after that I got up and went away, somewhere to be alone with my grief for a man who, it seemed, had never been that close, yet who is going to have a major impact on the rest of my life. I understood that, after the tears stopped, I would never be quite the same sleepy again, and that that was one legacy Do Trang wanted to leave behind. Chapter 47. The biggest problem I expected with the evacuation was one that came up every time the company picked up and moved out, after having been settled in one place for a long time. Roots had to be torn up, ties had to be severed, men had to abandon the lives they had created for themselves. Some just would not go. Some who did go would tell someone where they were headed. The nominal strength of the company was somewhat over 200 people, a third of whom did not live in Taglios at all, but maintained identities at scattered locations where they could aid brothers who were traveling. Overall, it was very much like what the deceivers used to do. Partly that was intentional, because those people had spent centuries finding the safest ways. Early on, couriers went out carrying code words to all our distant brothers to warn them that a time of trouble was coming. Nobody would be told what was happening, only warned that something was, and that it was going to be big. Once that code word arrived, it would already be too late to drop out of anything. Behind the couriers, eventually, would come the majority of the men, in driblets, small enough not to attract attention, disguised a dozen ways, departing Taglios in what I considered their order of plausible risk. The last to leave town would be those with the heaviest entanglements. All the men would pass through a series of checkpoints and assembly points, each time being informed only of an immediate destination. The key hope, though, was that Soulcatcher would not begin to catch on until those who were going to go were well away. Those who refused to go would be excused, if they remained loyal to the company interests in the city. It would be useful to have a few agents on hand after the company appeared to have gone. That, too, was something the deceivers had done for generations. There would be flashy smoke shows. The demon Niasi would be much more prevalent, putting a damper on gray efficiency. The men who stayed, I would not know who they were because I would be among the first to leave, would be expected to undertake what was supposed to look like a series of random assaults, break-ins, and acts of vandalism that later would begin to appear to be part of a terror campaign meant to peak during the Druga Pavi. If Soulcatcher took the bait, she would spend her time preparing to ambush us there. If not, every hour bought was an hour farther down the road my brothers would be before the Protector realized that we had done the unexpected again. And even then, I expected her to look in the wrong places for a long time. Chapter 48.